Good evening, I'm Jim Strickland, and welcome to Meet the Candidates on WOKW, OK1029. This live on-air discussion will feature the candidates running for Clearfield County Court of Common Pleas Judge in this year's primary election on Tuesday, May 20th, 2025. President Judge Frederick J. Ammerman will retire from the Clearfield County Court of Common Pleas at the end of his current term, at which time Judge Paul E. Cherry will assume the title of President Judge. In this year's primary election, there are four candidates to consider for Clearfield County Court of Common Pleas Judge. This evening's discussion will follow this format. Each candidate will make an opening statement that will last no longer than 2 minutes. Following the opening statements, I will ask a list of questions submitted by OK1029 listeners. Each candidate will have a maximum of 2 minutes to respond to each question on a rotating basis until all questions have been asked and answered. Then, each candidate will have the opportunity to make a 2-minute closing statement. We remind this evening's participants that this is a discussion, not a debate, and we ask that common courtesy be shown to each other by not talking over or interrupting a speaker while they have the microphone. I also remind our listeners that there will be no phone-in questions during this discussion. Prior to going live on the air, each candidate drew a random number to determine the order of which they will be responding. After opening statements, we'll rotate through the candidates in order to give each candidate at least one opportunity to be the first to answer a question. Please note, these numbers have no relation to the way the candidates may appear on the May 20th primary election ballot. Now that we've gone through all the rules, let's meet the candidates running for Clearfield County Court of Common Pleas Judge. They all accepted our invitation to this discussion this evening. Candidate number one, Josh Maines. Candidate number two, Bill Shaw Jr. Candidate number three, Adrian Peter Sipes. And candidate number four, Ryan Sayers. We'll begin with a 2-minute opening statement. Candidates, I will hold up a sign with 15 seconds remaining, and I will count down with a hand signal the final 5 seconds. Please note that if the candidate has not finished their point prior to the end of the countdown, our broadcast engineer for this evening's discussion will cut the microphone, and we will move on to the next candidate or question. You may also stop short of the 2-minute time limit at any time. So let's begin. We will start with an opening statement from candidate number one, Josh Maines.
Thank you, Jim, and good evening. Thank you, WOKW, for providing this opportunity for this discussion tonight. As was stated, my name is Josh Maines, and I'm running for judge of the Court of Common Pleas in Clearfield County, because I believe that Clearfield County deserves a fair and impartial judge. I believe that I have the education, the experiences, and the life experiences, the demeanor, the integrity, and the overall experience as a person, as an attorney, to handle this position as judge. I believe a fair and impartial judge requires all these things. It's experience is very important, but also a person has to have the ability to be fair and impartial. I believe when the community trusts their criminal justice system and their justice system overall, the entire county will benefit. So I believe that I am that person. So I look forward this evening to answering questions about my experience, which has transcended over 26 counties that I've practiced in here in Clearfield County. I've been both a prosecutor and a private attorney in criminal matters, and I look forward to sharing some of those experiences tonight and how they prepare me for to become judge in Clearfield County. I've also served in many other capacities as an attorney, including civil trials, trials in family law, appellate work through various appellate jurisdictions. And I just look forward to this discussion tonight, and I thank you all for listening.
Next, we will have an opening statement from candidate number two, Bill Shaw, Jr.
Good evening. Good evening, Jim. Good evening to your listeners. Thanks for having us here tonight. My name is Bill Shaw, Jr., William A. Shaw, Jr. I'm on the ballot. I'm running for the judge here in the Court of Common Pleas of Clearfield County. I believe I am the most qualified candidate and the best suited candidate to take the position, and here's why. I've been an attorney here in Clearfield for nearly three decades. During that time, I've worked in the district attorney's office for 22 years. 16 of those years, I was the elected district attorney. For the past 5 years, I've run a private practice here in Clearfield. I've done every type of case imaginable that a judge will see in Clearfield County. I've prosecuted murder cases, child rape cases, burglary cases, death penalty cases. I believe I'm the only candidate up here that can say I've prosecuted death penalty cases. I've done several of them. Being a judge isn't about learning on the job. It's too important. I don't need to learn on the job. I have the experience. I'm the only one up here that has the experience, that has done all these cases that a judge will see in Clearfield County. I've done civil jury trials. I've done 150 jury trials, civil trials, criminal trials, domestic relations trials, family law trials. Done them all. That's why I say that I am the best suited candidate, and I ask everybody for their votes. It's too important of a position. Thank you, Jim.
Next, we'll have an opening statement from candidate number three, Adrian Peter Sipes.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you for the listeners for tuning in this evening. My name is Adrian Peter Sipes. I'm an attorney here in Clearfield. I have been practicing for nearly 15 years. I am a graduate of Clearfield High School of Clemson University and Charlotte School of Law. I graduated in 2010 from Charlotte School of Law and returned to Clearfield to practice. I took the bar exam and passed it on my first attempt and was licensed in October of 2010. 1 week later, I was in the courtroom with my first hearing, and since that time, I have practiced in a wide variety of areas of the law. I have done criminal and civil trials, family law, estate litigation, workers' compensation, Medicaid appeals, VA benefit appeals. I've appeared in the Magisterial District Courts, the Courts of Common Pleas, the Pennsylvania Superior Court, as well as the Administrative Law Courts. I believe my experience, my leadership within the profession, the ideas I have for improving our court system, and my commitment to ethical standards provide me with the opportunity to be a very good candidate for this position. I'm currently the president of the Clearfield County Bar Association. I am on the Board of Governors for the Pennsylvania Bar Association. I'm a past member of the House of Delegates for the American Bar Association. I have received two appointments from governors in Pennsylvania to the Pennsylvania Long-Term Care Council, and I'm involved in the community here. I am currently on the Board of Directors for the Children's Aid Society, where I serve as the chair for the Adoption and Foster Care Committee. I am on the Clearfield Soccer Association board, where I am a past president and also the coordinator of the Pee Wee Soccer Program. I am the vice president of the St. Francis School PTO, and I am a member of Grace United Presbyterian Church, where I've previously served as a deacon. My husband Nick and I reside in Clearfield with our two sons, Kate and Declan.
And we will wrap up opening statements with candidate number four, Ryan Sayers.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you, WOKW, for hosting this event. And happy Easter to you and the other candidates and everyone listening at home. For those that don't know me, I'm currently the district attorney here in Clearfield County, and on a daily basis, I have to make decisions to be fair and impartial, and you hear those terms a lot from all the candidates this evening, but I live that every day by making fair and impartial decisions, not influenced by what the public may believe, but what the law and the facts dictate. And actually, Mr. Sean, Mr. Maines would be able to attest to that as defense attorneys that regularly come before me and talk about cases. In regards to my prior practice before becoming district attorney, I was with Natio and Lewis for a while, and then I also had my own practice. In those areas, I handled criminal defense work, I handled estates and transactions and complex civil litigation, domestic custody matters, just to name a few. I'm also licensed with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, the Western District of Pennsylvania, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, and the United States Supreme Court. Now, as district attorney, and I know it'll probably be one of the questions this evening, but I do believe in diversionary programs. So with the AG's assistance, the Attorney General's assistance, I started the Letty program as a diversion for minor drug users. Spoke with Judge Cherry, and we have the funding and the documents ready, and when he becomes president judge, we will hopefully have a drug court here in Clearfield County. Judge Ammerman and I both signed off on a veterans court a couple years ago here in Clearfield County, and I want to bring back the teen court. In the community, I'm part of CAST and scouting, a cantor at St. Francis Church, and a member of Choral Society, to name a few. And I care about the community and the county I live, and that's why I'm running for judge, to be fair and impartial and to bring that life experience to the bench. Thank you.
We've heard opening statements from each of the candidates running on the May 20th primary election ballot for Clearfield County Court of Common Pleas Judge. Now, let's get to the questions that were submitted by OK1029 listeners. We will begin with candidate number two, Bill Shaw Jr. Question number one, do you feel there should be a minimum practical experience requirement for candidates running for Court of Common Pleas Judge?
Yes, Jim, that's a great question, and I do believe that, and here's why. Right now, the law states that if you're an attorney, you can run for judge. You can have no experience, no trial experience, no practical experience, but you can run for judge, and it's a popularity contest. Look, everybody sitting here tonight, these are all nice people. I'll go out and have pizza and iced tea with any of them, but I am the one that's qualified to be the judge. Like I said in my opening, I have done all of the cases that are required of a judge. I've done murder cases, death penalty cases. I've done civil trials. I've done 150 trials. When these people come up here, ask them, have they done that kind of, do they have that kind of experience? They don't. I'm not on a lot of boards and governorships and stuff like that, but I can tell you this, I spend every day of my practice in the courtroom. I practice law in the courtroom every day. That's why I believe I am the best qualified candidate. If you don't have that type of experience, you're learning on the job. And you know what? It's being a judge is too important to learn on the job. This isn't an OJT, on-the-job training position. When you go in there, you have to be ready on day one to adjudicate cases that might become before you, because the consequences are profound. You have people's lives in your hands. You better know what you're talking about. You better know what the laws are, what the rules are, and I do. You know why? Because I've been doing it for the past 30 years. I don't talk about it. I do it. I do it in the courtroom. So, yes, Jim, I think it is important. Thank you.
Question number one for candidate number three, Adrian Peter Sipes. Do you feel there should be a minimum practical experience requirement for candidates running for Court of Common Pleas Judge?
Yes, Jim, I do believe it is important to have experience in a wide variety of the law. If if I'm correct, everyone that is here tonight has at least a decade of true courtroom experience, whether that has come from being a prosecutor, from being a defense attorney, from handling matters on a civil basis. What is key to being a judge is a true understanding of the law and how you are approaching the cases in the courtroom. Can you manage your courtroom? The judge is bound to follow the law as it is written, take the facts and circumstances that they are presented with, and apply the law. You need to be familiar with the rules of evidence, the rules of civil and criminal procedure. I believe we have all had extensive opportunities to do that over the past 10 plus years that we have all been practicing. But, I do agree it is not for someone that is a year or two out of law school. But, certainly you can listen to all of our experiences, the pros and cons of what we may or may not have done in our careers, but really look at who is going to be the person that is going to sit there to have the proper temperament, to listen to the cases, to reserve judgment, and to apply the law fairly and equitably to anyone that enters the courtroom.
Question number one for candidate number four, Ryan Sayers. Do you feel there should be a minimum practical experience requirement for candidates running for Court of Common Pleas, Judge?
Thank you, Jim. Absolutely. I don't think, and I think we've heard that already, and we'll probably hear it from Mr. Maines as well, that we should not have somebody right out of law school take the bench, that a candidate should be able to, and a judge should be able to, say, yes, I've practiced in a number of areas of law, and I can sit in a trial and rule on objections right now because I have experience sitting there, listening to it, know what the law is. So it's important to manage your courtroom, manage the attorneys, manage witnesses, know what the law is, being able to rule on objections, and apply the facts to the law that come before you. So it is incredibly important that a candidate for judge has that wide breadth of experience. And I think you'll hear about our different experiences, what we've done in our careers, whether we've been in the courtroom, whether we're a transactional attorney or anything like that. And I would say that I have that wide breadth in order to handle a criminal trial, a murder trial, a rape trial, or go into a domestic case and listen to a divorce or handle a custody matter and have to decide which parent is going to get primary custody or should it be shared custody. So all these things are very important, and there should be a minimum standard that you can say, yes, I've practiced in a wide area of law and able to sit in judgment of those different areas. Thank you.
And we will wrap up question number one with candidate number one, Josh Maines. Do you feel there should be a minimum practical experience requirement for candidates running for Court of Common Pleas judge?
Jim, I do believe that. I think I'm not going to get into the weeds to say exactly what those requirements should be, but yes, this job requires experience. Experience matters. And I'm telling you, over the course of my experience, I have been a prosecutor for 5.5 years. I've been in jury trials. I've defended murder cases on appeal, even in federal cases, while I was a prosecutor. As a private attorney, I've had many, many trials, many different, several counties. I've been successful, civil and criminal cases, family law cases, all kinds of different matters that have come before me or that I have had the privilege to assist people on. And it's happened over the last two decades, and it's happened in over, again, 26 counties across this Commonwealth. And I think that's important because, just practicing in this county or just in a couple surrounding counties, you see some perspectives. I've been in front of scores of judges. I've been in many, many courtrooms, and I understand. I've seen the different procedures. I've seen the different programs. And I can bring that to the bench when I become judge, because I've experienced having clients in drug courts and in other types of diversionary programs that maybe we don't have here in Clearfield County. I believe that this next judge will likely be deciding on family and probably a lot of cases surrounding children and the well-being of children. I'm fortunate enough to have raised 5 kids, 4 of them now to adulthood. So I understand the problems and the circumstances and the pressures that kids face these days and that families face these days.
That was question number one. Let's move on to question number two. And first up for question number two is candidate number three, Adrian Peter Sipes. Question number two. Court of Common Pleas judges have a term of 10 years. Then they're on the ballot with a yes or no vote for retention. Do you feel that's sufficient, or should judges have to run a standard election bid with challengers included on that ballot?
Thank you, Jim. I am supportive of the idea of retaining judicial candidates. The reason for that is judges are to be non-political offices. And when you put a judge on a ballot and you have a contender and it does become a partisan type issue, you are ruining the core principle we have that judicials are to be judicial candidates are to be politically independent. You know, we have clearly have a system of government where we have three co-equal branches where the judiciary's job is to interpret the laws. What we don't want are politicians in office and, you know, trying to push political agendas and ruining that balance of power. So, you know, as far as the term limits, 10 years allows a judge to be on the bench, to have sufficient time to determine whether or not they were consistent with their rulings, whether they are applying the laws effectively, whether you know, they are treating everyone equally that is entering their courtroom. And then the voters get to decide after a 10-year period whether or not they want to keep them as a judge. As you get into the appellate court, you seem to see more of a political input. But, you know, overall, the whole idea of not making judges politicians is what stands behind that principle that, judges should just be up for retention and not necessarily in political races in the future.
Question number two now goes to candidate number four, Ryan Sayers. Court of Common Pleas judges have a term of 10 years. Then they're on the ballot with a yes or no vote for retention. Do you feel that's sufficient, or should judges have to run a standard election bid with challengers included on the ballot?
Thank you, Jim. So, Pennsylvania is one of the states where it is originally first term where you run, you can cross file, you have your political party by your name, but then it is a retention. Some states don't do that. It's an appointment by the governor or board set by the governor, or county commissioners make a recommendation. But the legislature and the Constitution, per amendments, that is the way it's set up. And the reason for that is that the voters get the opportunity to elect their judge based on what they see, their experience level, and those kind of things. But at the end of 10 years, it is a yes-no vote. And the voters get to say, okay, I have seen this judge for 10 years make decisions, and either, yes, they have been fair, they have followed the law, or no, they haven't. And in some counties, there are no votes. We've had yes votes in Clearfield County for Judge Ehrman, Judge Cherry, and going back. So I think it is a system that works to take politics out of the judiciary as much as humanly possible, because we're the referee at the end of the day. The judge is the referee, not supposed to be advocating one side or the other. So I think that is a fair system, that it's a 10-year and a retention vote. Thank you.
Question number two now circles back around to candidate number one, Josh Maines. Court of Common Pleas judges have a term of 10 years. Then they're on the ballot with a yes or no vote for retention. Do you feel that's sufficient, or should judges have to run a standard election bid with challengers included on the ballot?
I think the system works the way it is. I think it's probably not the position of a judge to decide that. That's a constitutional and legislative issue, that has, I believe, has worked. We don't see often cases where judges are not retained, but it happens in other jurisdictions. We see it. So if a judge comes in and over the course of 10 years, the public is dissatisfied, they have an avenue for not continuing with that particular judge. But I think having this system, it makes it so much more important that the person we elect, you know, they're going to be in there for 10 years. It should be somebody that you trust. It should be somebody that you know has the demeanor and the ability to be fair. Somebody who does have the experience, who has not only the experience but the will to be fair, and the background of fairness in their position as an attorney or whatever their position may be, and in their experiences throughout the community. I believe I've earned the trust of folks throughout the years of that I've been an attorney, as well as the years that I've served in this community, whether I'm serving in the church or in other community and charity purposes. I believe I'm that person that can be fair and that can be impartial.
And we will wrap up question number two with candidate number two, Bill Shaw Jr. Court of Common Pleas judges have a term of 10 years. Then they're on the ballot with a yes or no vote for retention. Do you feel that's sufficient, or should judges have to run a standard election bid with challengers included on the ballot?
Thanks, Jim. I guess I'll be in the minority. I think that's a great question. So I've never been a fan of just simple yes-no retention. For folks listening, what that means is that when a judge comes up for retention, you go into the ballot box and you say, you get a ballot and says, should Judge so-and-so be retained, yes or no? And there's really no campaigning about it. I just disagree with that. I think that at the end of 10 years, you should have to run a campaign. And somebody should be able to challenge you. If you've not done a job, somebody should be able to challenge you and question the job that you've done, question the decisions that you've made, question poor decisions that you've made. You shouldn't just be able to say, I've been the judge for 10 years, so vote me in again, and it's a simple yes or no decision. So I kind of think that it should be more challenging. It should be more transparent and questioning to voters. Voters should understand, look, the job of a judge is really, really important. It has profound consequences. Voters should be aware of who they're voting for and what the issues are. And under our current system, they're not aware of that because there's no challenge. Nobody brings the issues to light because there's no challenges. So the only way for our political system really to question those type of issues is for there to be a true election process where people can challenge those things. So I'm in favor of a political process where people can question and raise questions to judge candidates. Thank you.